This is Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
The government urged to prioritize addressing the cost of living. Mental health expert attributes rise in teenage substance abuse to home environment. And Museveni outlines five-year agenda amid deadly crackdown on opposition. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. Opposition Zambia We Want Party presidential candidate Kapemba Simbao has warned the United Party for National Development, UPND, that failure to address the high cost of living will compel voters to change government in the 2026 general elections. Mr. Simbao says although government may have recorded progress in certain areas, the cost of living remains a key factor that will influence voter decisions when Zambians go to the polls in August 2026. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice chatback program in Sakatada, Mr. Simbao said that the rising cost of living, particularly the prices of food, will be central in determining whether citizens choose to return the UPND in office or opt for a different leadership. The policies the current government has implemented are largely long-term, but citizens want immediate solutions to the high cost of living, said Mr. Simbao. Mr. Simbao stressed the need for Zambians to at least afford basic necessities, a situation he says has not been attained, which is compounded by high unemployment levels.
Because we as the opposition believe that the party in power has not served the Zambians well, especially where the issues are being discussed right now, the cost of living. You know, it's a paradox. You know, the Kwacha has really gained strength, but the prices are just going up. On the other station where I appeared, I said I think the percentage of poverty has really gone up, because even me, I can't afford to buy meat.
Zesk General Insurance has urged homeowners and tenants to take proactive measures by securing house insurance to cushion the impact of climate-related disasters. Kampan Communications Officer Penfa Sakainda explained that insurance serves a critical safety mechanism, offering financial compensation to individuals affected by unforeseen events such as floods. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and Sakatude, Ms. Sakainda said house insurance provides protection for both landlords and tenants against a wide range of risks, extending beyond commonly perceived threats like fire and theft, and can also cover climate-related disasters, including floods. With insurance in place, affected household owners and landlords are able to repair, rebuild, or replace damaged property without having to rely solely on government or community assistance, said Ms. Sakainda. Ms. Kinda has, however, placed an emphasis on the importance of timely update of insurance and further advised property owners and tenants to obtain insurance well before disasters occur, as early update ensures that protection is already in place when an incident happens. Meanwhile, Ms. Kinda has commended the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, for its critical role in disaster preparedness, response and recovery, and noted that insurance provides complementary support by enabling faster and more sustainable recovery when individuals and institutions take responsibility for insuring their property in advance.
So when individuals and institutions are adequately insured, recovery after disasters becomes faster and is more sustainable. Insurance is one of the ways the citizens can be assisted to either repair or replace damaged property. The only emphasis that we make is that insurance should not be a forgotten element. It should be a priority, and it has to be done before the incident has occurred. So landlords and tenants are encouraged to be proactive by taking up insurance before any disaster affects their properties.
Mental health expert Gabriel Lungu says the rising abuse of substances such as alcohol among young people is largely influenced by their home environment, describing it as a learned behavior. His remarks follow advice from Kasama Bread of Life Church International Elder Frida Chomba, who urged young people to avoid engaging in illicit activities, including excessive alcohol consumption. Speaking to RCV News in the Saka today, Mr. Longo explained that young people often acquire habits from their homes before being influenced by their social cycles. He noted that parents who frequently drink or smoke may unknowingly encourage similar behavior in their children. Most of the time, substance abuse is blamed on peer pressure. However, parents who abuse substances can create the perception that excessive indulgence is normal, which encourages young people to experiment with alcohol and other substances. This is why the role of the home environment must also be addressed, said Mr. Longo. Meanwhile, Mr. Longo observed that although substance abuse is often viewed as a moral issue, mental health challenges play a significant role in driving young people to use alcohol as a coping mechanism, a habit that can eventually lead to addiction. He further encouraged young people to seek guidance and counseling services readily available in schools and other institutions rather than turning to alcohol to deal with emotional stress and internal struggles.
So it's a moral issue in the sense that most of the young people learn and engage in behaviors which they see in the environment or the people interact with. So if you're at a home, a parent is drinking in the presence of children, children are equally going to learn that is a drink. Even sometimes parents usually say, don't take this for elderly people and so on. But children are very curious and they would want to sample it. They may start it from home or they may sample it from elsewhere.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia Case has called on government to invest more resources towards the free education policy for effective delivery and sustainability. Recently, Minister of Education Douglas Siagalima announced plans to table the free education policy before Parliament and enact it into law. But speaking to RCV News and the Sakatudena Case Executive Director Aaron Chansa says, while this move is commendable, there is need to ensure that the policy is sustainable for it to yield its intended purpose. Dr. Chansa stressed that it's one thing to enact a policy into law and another thing to sustain the provision of free education for all the pupils. Once this is enacted into law, it will make a very bold statement about the importance of education in Zambia and a good platform for civil society organizations to use it as a basis to mobilize more resources to campaign for more funding, said Dr. Chansa. Dr. Chansa has since suggested that government consider allocating 20% towards the education sector if the free education policy is to be sustainable, arguing that without it, quality education is not achievable.
Most of the international education binding treaties, including that of UNESCO, dictates that UN member states should be able to spend at least 20%. So I'd like that also to come out, because that will mean that the country is serious about investments in the sharing sector, because without this investment, then we will not have quality education even after enacting this into law.
In Africa news, President Yoweri Museveni has set out his priorities for a new term in office, pledging to safeguard peace and security, eradicate household poverty, strengthen national unity, enforce discipline governance, and support wealth creators to accelerate economic growth. In a statement on Monday, Museveni thanked Ugandans for maintaining peace during the electoral period. In this new Kisanja term, our priorities are clear: safeguard peace and security, eradicate household poverty, strengthen unity, enforce discipline in governance, and support wealth creators to grow our economy. Uganda will remain peaceful and stable and focused on progress, said President Museveni. He also expressed gratitude to his family, the National Resistance Movement, state institutions and citizens who, he said, stood for stability, concluding his remarks by wishing Ugandans a happy Liberation Day. Coming up shortly, Israel to reopen Gaza crossing after search for last dead hostage body ends. This Unformal, stay tuned.